Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. It is a sun shine Saturday, baby, because you know wherever I am, the sun is shining on it. It is champagne day all day today. Get my champagne, get my mimosas, honey, and throw out the gumbo rum because we don't need no gumbo rum up in here. Listen, it is Saturday night. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's about 78 degrees around here. California is sunny. Listen, it's September 10th, 2022. 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, Roxanne, would you please get up out of here? Now, listen, I fired you 2.5 weeks ago. Why are you still knocking on my door? Listen, no, you cannot come back in. Rodney does not want to have anything to do with you, so get out. Honey, and take your shoes and let the door not hit you where the good Lord split you. Now, listen, this is a special broadcast and a musical salute for independent artists Rain of the Elixirs and Alana. I got some hard music for you all tonight. It is going down super bad. Yes, it is. Listen, also got some bad music for you on tonight. Yes, I do. Listen, I got a hard one. You want to stick around and hear what is going on tonight. Renegades Worldwide. Yes, indeed. Got some hot music by Renegades Worldwide. 5-1 Hero. Let me tell you something. It is going to be super bad by Renegades Worldwide. 5-1 Hero. Listen. Let me tell you something. Y'all know who's going to be listening to this music. Y'all tell me. Come on, engineer. Come on with it. Yes, my darlings, people all over the world is listening to your music on tonight. I am telling you, listen, I got a real hot one, real saucy. Now, listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys, while you're on Facebook, do me a little favor. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it so very, very much. Listen, y'all got a lot of stuff going on. You know, the Fierce Female Network got a lot of stuff going on. I say, wow, they got real, real busy around up in here. I am telling you, it's going to be going down on the end of October. It really is. I'm just a little excited. Not real excited, just a little excited. Now, listen, Ebra, we are in partnership with Ebra Cosmetics. Ebra, and I think it's really going to be a stone cold blast. It really is. I've been really wanting to represent and be an ambassador for a cosmetic company for a long time, and the right one just happened to come along. So we'll be doing a photo shoot the end of October with their products, and it's going to be a blast, my darlings. And I'm so excited for, oh, Melania, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Melania is just blowing up like crazy, like that crazy. I mean, she is just like doing everything under the moon. She's a millionaire in making. Yes, she is a millionaire music. I told y'all it is millionaire music. And she's just, I don't know how the woman can still be standing and breathing at the same time. I mean, she is just busy, busy, like crazy busy. So listen, I got some hot music that's going on tonight, going on. I have Heaven's Sake. I want y'all to take a listen to this. This song. Listen, listen, this song, Heaven Gate, is really, really, I want y'all to listen to this, his vocals on this song. I want you guys to see if you can hear what I hear on the vocals. I'm going to tell you. Mama's going to tell you. Mama ain't going to tell you wrong. Mama's going to tell you what she hears on the vocals. And I want to see if y'all pick it up on the same thing. Independent artist, Ring of the Ecclesia. And it is Heaven Gate, Heaven Gate, Heaven Gate. I want y'all to check this out. Y'all take a real close listen. Listen now. See, what I do, I study the music. I study the music, and I study the song. I just don't play the music. Not up in here. I know all the other radio stations just play the music, and they just tell you whatever, and they just go about their business. Not over here. That is not the way it is done at the Fierce Female Network. I actually study the song and really listen very intensely and very deeply, and I'm going to tell you what I hear on this. Listen, it is Heaven Gate, Heaven Gate. Check it out. Listen. That was Heaven Gate. I kid you not. Please, I know you people about to fall out of your chair. So listen, take a deep breath. Even before I say this, please take a deep breath because I know you guys are going to fall out of your seats. If you're standing up, please sit down. Please take a seat. Now listen, the lead on this song, Heaven Gate, and I kid you not, I listened to this song about 3 times. And listen, I listened really intently. I say, am I here? Well, I think I'm here. This guy singing, the lead is just like Steven Tyler. And, you know, I love me some Steven Tyler. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? So, listen, I love me some Steven Tyler. This guy on Heaven Gate, the lead singer, I am telling you, Steven Tyler is all over that song. Listen, I even went and looked up, and I pulled up Steven Tyler singing, and I listened to it the other day. I said, good God, this is unbelievable. And I took it a step further. I said, how is he mimicking and sound? He's sounding like Steve. He's got the same vocal strength, same vocal clarity of Steven Tyler. Now, I'm telling you, this is no joke. I am not kidding you. I went and I pulled up Steven Tyler. I listened to Steven Tyler sing. We went back to the song, Heaven Gate. Oh, I know you guys are probably saying, well, who in the Sam Hill does that? Me, I does that. So listen, and then I went a step further. I said, let me look a little deeper into Steven Tyler singing, right? You know what I discovered? Steven Tyler practices the bel canto singing method. And I says, oh my God. So I'm like, well, I wonder if this guy practices that method or not. It's a particular method of singing exercises and breathing. Because listen, and I started getting concerned for myself, you know, with doing the show pretty much 7 days a week. My throat started getting really, really, it's like, woo, you know, because you can't sing. It's like you can hurt your throat if you're not doing proper breathing exercises with singing. And if you're doing a lot of talking, you can really hurt your throat. And I don't want to do that. And so I felt it coming on. I'm like, oh, my God. So really, I went and I looked up the exercises, and years back, before I even thought about even trying to sing or do anything, I took a voice lessons a little bit, and I was getting into it. I'm like, why is this lady having me sing like this with all the me, my, and the cow? And I'm like, why? What is this? It doesn't make any sense. And I kept doing it. And so I looked up the bel canto method of practicing your exercises, and she's on there, and she's going, me, ma. And I said, oh, and I started doing it. And right away, after a few times, I started noticing the difference. So anyway, with this song, Heaven Gate, I am telling you, he is just like Steven Tyler. And I don't know if he practices the method of the breathing. You know, if you are really serious about your singing, I know that you're doing some breathing exercises, you're doing some vocal training, you're doing some of everything to help your throat, to help your voice, because you don't want to damage your chords. You don't want to damage your throat. And really, it can happen. You know what I'm saying? You don't want any decay going on in there. And so listen, I'm like, this guy that's singing the lead on Heaven Gate, phenomenal. He's so clear. He's bringing out the tones really clear. And I'm like, yes. People think singing is just like you step up to the mic and you sing. No, honey. I don't think so. No, honey. Not like that. No. Listen, I know a lot of people are just stepping up to the mic and opening up their mouth, and then they use their mixing and their mixing and their mastering to change the voice, and I don't like that. I like the raw talent when you go into the studio. Listen, and I'm practicing now for a single that I'm doing, and I don't want the engineer changing my voice in the song. And when I go in and I practice and I sing, and he goes, and I says, well, it's got to be deeper. You guys know what I'm talking about. And I says, it's got to be deeper. It's got to be harder. And so if I'm not hitting it the way I want to hit it, he likes to change it to make it sound like I'm hitting the rough part. I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know. So it's like you got to practice. You got to practice your exercise. You got to do what you got to do to bring those notes out without fading out on your note. So listen, Heaven Gate, excellent job. Excellent job on that song. I am telling you what's God, Heaven Truth. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Alana. I want you guys to check this out. She is really awesome. She's really awesome. She has a song called Woman. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This is Woman.
I wish
Engineer, wake up, wake up. Stop falling asleep in there. Wake up. Listen, listen, listen. Woman, that is Alana, Alana, Alana. Listen, honey child. Listen at me, listen at mama real good. Now, I want to say this here. This is just not words coming up out of my mouth. Listen. Now, oh, Milani, let me play her testimony before I even tell Alana what I'm about to say. Listen, 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 listen. Just not words coming up out of my mouth, out of my mouth. I want y'all to hear oh, Milani's testimony. I'm telling you, this is just blowing my freaking mind up in here. Listen, she's got something to say to you, Alana, and then I got something to say to you, too. Hold on, honey. Take a listen.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout-out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment. Because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omilani, and I appeared on this show. And at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, then it's Oh Milani, Oh Milani. She's going to be singing on Broadway. Not only is she going to be walking the runway for Fashion Week in New York, she is going to be singing on the stage in Broadway. Yes, 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 yes. So it's happening for her. It really is. And for this particular artist, independent artist, Alana, listen, let me tell you something, honey. Oh, when I was looking at your picture, I says, oh, my gosh, you got that Nev Campbell. Now, listen, I know that you were born into a musical family. I know that your roots is really strong in music. And, of course, a lot of independent artists do segue into acting, which you got, what I would totally do. Now, I don't know if this has any interest, if you have any interest in doing that, but I would totally do that. Do some classes, and it's easy to do because you got that look going on, and you'll get a lot of parts. You'll get a lot of parts. You fit a lot of parts that people are looking for. So what I'm trying to tell you is, do some acting classes, get your profile together, your pictures, and the picture that you have right now is really, really good. So that's what I would do if you're interested in segue doing music. Of course, a lot of artists in music, they do acting, so that's not a it's not a crazy thing. It's not a fire scratch. You can totally do that. What I'm saying to you specifically, there's a lot of parts available for your look. Now, listen. When it comes to acting and people are looking for, the directors and writers are looking for certain parts, they're looking for a certain look. They're looking for a certain height. They're looking for a certain skin tone. They're looking for a certain weight. And you have that if your picture is current. What I'm looking at, that is what they're looking for. When they're trying to do a typecast, you fit those roles. And so you could get those roles if you have the talent to do that. So listen, if it's something you want to do, I would totally do it. I would totally do that. Totally do it. You can do that because there will be a lot of, it will start like small roles, of course, small speaking parts. And then those small speaking parts, you step into larger parts, okay? And then also those parts can be small commercials. Sometimes it doesn't start off, of course. I always talk about the boardroom and going into boardroom doing commercials. Listen, honey, you can do commercials, the small ones. Listen, commercials can be, I'm not talking about starting out doing Fox or getting on Fox News doing commercials. That way there's a lot of small corporate commercials. And so you can get those parts with corporate commercials. You can totally do that if you get all what you need to get together. Now you can go ahead and step into those parts. I'm talking about multiple streams of income. So listen, I got some more music to go and do. I got one more song coming up. It is Renegades Worldwide. This is Memory of a Memory. Take a listen.
Thank you. Sleep is longer than I thought it would be. Unfortunately, I tried to stall it for one more little peek at my daughter asleep. One more kiss to feel the warmth of a cheek. I never wanted to leave. How long will you grieve? Who's gonna explain that that corpse isn't me? That I'm soaring and free and all of my glee. It's awful to see and hear my name and them cries you calling. It's like different time zones every night you mourning. Feel like I abandoned you, which is far from what I was planning to. You know that that is true, don't have a damaged view. The Reaper's wrath is too similar to a raffle few cheap deaths. I had to be next and didn't have a clue. Just know the love of a father will never be broken. Nothing left to be spoken, my love you'll forever be cloaked. And as you're steadily growing my spirit, you could bet it be glowing. My realest words ever devoted, what?
I don't know what happened, I just know you're gone. And I don't know what to do, everything seems wrong. We never saw eye to eye, but I never thought it'd be like this. A memory of a memory that no longer exists.
Yeah. I love that song. Memory of a Memory. That song is hot. I am telling you, it is the boss sauce. If it was me, let me tell you something. If it was me, now listen, I'm going to say this up in here. You know, I know a lot of times people want to promote everything at one time. I know the urge to want to do it. I know the urge to want to do that. But listen, I'm just saying this as a blanket. I'm saying this as a general blanket statement. I know that urge. I know artists, and I've had a lot of artists promoting music, doing a lot of songs at one time. And I don't, I would discourage from promoting a lot of songs at one time, because what happens, the audience stops paying attention. Believe it or not, the audience will stop paying attention. Have you ever noticed artists that are mainstream R&B soul or whatever genre, because they all do it, whatever genre that artists are singing in, those that are high profile, those that are celebrities, when have you ever seen in your whole entire life an artist, I'm talking about a celebrity, promote all of their music at one time? You have never ever seen that ever, and you never ever will. It never ever. Listen, I want to drive this point home. So you won't have the urge to promote 5 and 6 songs at one time. Don't do it. It is the death of your music career. Don't do it, because it looks like you don't know what you're doing. When you promote 5 and 6 songs at one time, no one is going to pay attention. You got to lead with your strongest song first. Now, listen, you've never seen artists promoting all of their songs at one time. If they drop an album, they are not going to promote every song on that album at one time. I am telling you the God-given truth. You've never, ever seen it. Now, just think about it. Whenever artists drop a new album, you hear the best song first. And think about it. It is the history of music. It is the history of the music entertainment business. That is the way it goes. When an album drops, you hear the one song that everybody loves. You'll hear it being pushed. You hear it being promoted on the radio over and over a gazillion times. You hear that one song. And then you know what happens? Later on, a couple of months later, you hear the second song off of that same album being pushed to the hill, being promoted over and over and over again. But you know what? A few months later, you hear song number 3 being dropped as a single off of that same album. It'll be promoted and pushed to the hill. And then the artist has what? He has 3 strong songs gaining what? Momentum, a whole lot of momentum. And that's the way it's done. That's the way it's done with the one song, and then you got follow-up songs coming from the same album being dropped and promoted. They don't promote the album all at one time. That's crazy. That's nuts. Nobody does that. Okay, so listen. I know you got the urge to promote 5 songs. Don't do it. you know, lead with the strongest song that you got, and then guess what? You follow up with the second song. You got to have your plan together. So listen, resist the urge to go out there and promote a lot of songs at one time, because it just don't work, because you got your fans listening to all different kinds of stuff. They're like, oh my God, what's going on over here? So don't do it. Just don't do it. Save yourself a lot of heartache and pain. So what? Put all that promotion into your best foot forward, and then you follow up with the next one. Okay, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. I'll be back later on to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.